Good morning and welcome to How You Do Anything is How You Do Everything. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini. Happy Thanksgiving to you and to everyone.
You too.
Thank you.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Mm-hmm. And here's our assignment from yesterday. In order to have that, the life that you would want, what would you need to let go of, accept, be willing to do? And
well,
here's our first question.
All right.
You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourselves?
Hello, this is Jennifer from Whidbey Island.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, you too.
Yeah, let's see, what I would have to accept, let go of, do. well, one of the things that I thought that in order to be here with the mentor and have the life I want in that respect would be to let go of paying attention to conditioning telling me that there's something wrong somewhere or particularly something wrong with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Something wrong, yeah. Or something lacking, right?
Yes.
It just that system just goes back and forth between those two, just moment by moment by moment, doesn't it?
I know. It's just one or the other. Something wrong, mm-hmm. not enough. Something wrong, not enough. And also I think the accepting part would be to accept that I am not perfect by conditioning standards, which are insane anyway.
Right. And you don't even want to be.
No.
Right?
Just accept
right.
that this is how it is.
Yeah. When we look at it, because what it wants is for you to be better than everyone else in every way.
Yes.
And
yes.
We're just not interested in that. That would be a perfect ego orientation, but not what we're interested in.
Right. And I've started to frame it. You know how in thrift stores they have a little label on their things they're selling and it says as is. So I'm going to have me as is.
As is. Yes, yeah. because you are the me that life has unfolded.
Yeah.
So that would make you actually the perfect me for you.
Right.
Yeah.
<That's> right.
Yeah.
So yes, those are the things to uh-huh. accept and let go of.
Yeah. Yeah. So the underlying point there is, yeah, that system is there. Yeah, it's saying that stuff. Yeah, we have a strong habit to look to it. And when we're not paying attention, it's a really strong habit to look to it. That's
mm-hmm.
just how it is. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Good.
As is.
That's right. And mm-hmm. in that letting go, in that accepting, then we are here and we can have the life that we want.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. the life we want is so much larger than that little negative system. It encompasses that. It's okay. It's just like mosquitoes and viruses and everything else that, you know, in our infinite wisdom, we would say we don't need. And yet, in life's larger wisdom, they exist.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and just kind of trying to get it into the system here that it's not conditioning's idea of the life I want, but my idea or
yes.
whoever's idea, life's idea.
Yes, yeah. What we talk about as the authentic human incarnation,
mm-hmm.
right? That's what is life and wants to be. With is not right, but it's as close as we can get, wants to be with life in every moment, being a vibrant expression of life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Well, much to be thankful for on this day and all others, huh?
That's right.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Jennifer.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jennifer. I love it. A little as-is tag.
Yeah. I tend to think in bumper stickers and T-shirts and things like that, and that would be a great T-shirt.
Yes. Well, I was looking at it just this morning about how that as is not a resignation.
No.
It's a celebration.
Yes.
And that process of acceptance that Jennifer was talking about is the movement from resignation to celebration. And we go through all of these other movements, right? Resentment, rebellion, resistance, and then get to rejoicing. But we have to go through all of that in order to arrive at that rejoicing. They're all our words. And it was just interesting to watch how many ways in which ego resists as is, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm resigned, this is how it is, or I hate it, I'm going to rebel against it, or I'm just going to resist it, or I'm going to do it and then feel resentful. And then getting to that place of as is, this is rejoicing, requires all of that acceptance.
Yes, and so when somebody is sick, you know, I'm always going down this road of, well, yeah, that's not working really well right now. You know, your nose is having trouble, or all your sinuses, or you know your ankle, or whatever it is. But let's look at all that's working. Everything that is functioning beautifully, and there's always so much more. So if you buy a car as is, the focus is on what's wrong with it. If you buy a house as is, the focus is on what's wrong with it. But in the way that we're talking about this morning, or this afternoon, depending on where you live, or this evening, if we accept as is as how it is right now, not as compared to how it should be, but it simply means as it is, as it actually is. And then we can start focusing on all the things we love about it, all the things that are working, all the things that are, in quotes, right.
Mm-hmm. It's why you've always said that acceptance is the first role, is the first place. Because if you don't accept something, there isn't anything, you're not present to what it is. So what happens next is, who knows?
Yeah.
It's always conditioned.
The R's.
Yeah.
The R's.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, happy Thanksgiving. This is Anne calling from the Bay Area.
Hello, Anne.
Hi, Anne.
Let me ask you a happy Thanksgiving. Is the air quality better where you live?
Well, you know, we had major rain. I don't know if you had rain up there, but it just poured yesterday. And so with the shower, it's much, much better. It was really, really rather quite astoundingly horrible.
Yeah. People are now starting to talk about the long-term health effects of people living in that kind of condition. So, yes, we had huge rain here. And so I haven't had anybody to ask who was actually in the trenches there. So I'm glad that it's better today where you are, too.
Much better. And interesting. Well, I have not heard about the long-range health effects, so I will have to look at that. But interestingly, when I was checking the air quality, the worst was in Sacramento. It was like 256. It was like ridiculous. So, much better, 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 better.
Oh, good.
Well,
good.
I'm very happy to call in. Work has been such that I have not been able to call, so I had to take advantage of Thanksgiving to call in. And it's amazing the synchronicity of these assignments. I realize they were planned out, you know, a year before the year started, but I just recently had somebody say to me that the root of all healing is to let go. And I don't know, it just hit me in a way that I had never really looked at it that way before. So then this question of what you know, in order to have the life we want, what do we need to let go of? And I'm just looking at that as it feels like it's a constant practice of letting go. Okay, what am I, what in this moment, what is there to be kind of in a gratitude way of what's here that I can let go of so I can be more fully present to now.
Yes, yes, and it, so that accept, embrace, let go, right?
Exactly.
That thing. So what you're pointing at is real, and yes, the wisdom in that statement that somebody made to you. I mean, that's it. Because whatever is troubling, let's put it that way, whatever is troubling for us is being held on to. It's not staying there on its own. It's being held on to. And often it's held on to in resistance, in hating it. So with that, to look at it the way you're looking at it, when we let go of something, it's because we've accepted it, right? Exactly the way Jennifer was talking about. Yes, this is the case. So now there's nothing keeping it there, right? it's here. I don't hate it. I don't love it. I'm not clinging. I'm not pushing it away. It's just what is.
Mm.
And then it can go wherever.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it feels like it's so hard to describe with words.
Yes.
Because it almost seems nonsensical or irrational, but the experience of it, then you go, oh yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You can feel it.
And what you said, yes, and what you said about mosquitoes somehow fits too, because this part of what is there to let go of is the I think, you know, what I think life
yes.
should be like. I
yes.
have an idea and I have no clue, even though many times I fall into believing
right.
I know.
Yeah, yeah, yes, yes. Right? It's our view is so small, isn't it? And again, with what you're pointing at, the view that I have when I think, well, I think blah, 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 which tends to make me think this is really big, right, and really right. And, of course, it isn't.
Yeah.
It's just microscopic and myopic and all of those other things.
Yeah.
That. But intuitively, we can sense that larger view,
mm-hmm.
which I think just takes us to, I don't know.
Yes,
it's so big.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh, well, I don't even know how big it is. Well, I have no idea. And one of the other things I've been looking at with this is, well, and then you said mosquito, which was so great because remember, I don't know if you remember this, but one of the things you've said, and I don't know whether you've said it a lot, but it's that it's not the mosquito. It's my reaction to the mosquito.
Yeah. Yep.
And just seeing that with people, that one of the things I fall into believing is the reason I'm having the experience I'm having is because of fill in the blank.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that person, this family, whatever, you know, and to realize I have no idea. It could be karma that I'm bringing in from thousands of years ago that, I mean, it has nothing to do with anybody.
Anything.
This
right.
Yeah. But I fall into believing that story, so there's so much there to let go of, too.
Yes, and if we can kind of cut it down to or cut it off at, yeah, well, that's what's happening, then we don't have to do anything with it, right? We don't have to understand it or that's the letting go that we're talking about, right? It's not, there's no efforting in it. That's all happening. So with the mosquito thing, the way I personally got to that is being in a group of people and we're all being bitten by mosquitoes and I'm the only one swelling up and itching with these giant, right? So I know it's not the mosquito. And in that same way, if we look, you know, there's nobody that I've ever thought of who is universally hated.
Ah.
So it, right?
Oh,
it can't it can't be the object. It's always us.
Yeah. Well, and I know I'm at time, but I just want to say one other thing. When you said we don't have to understand it, I just want, and you know, we don't, if we've never had another thought, right, we'd be more brilliant than we could ever imagine. But I watch that movement to want to run it through that filter too, because then I can understand it. And so that's one, another thing. If I want my life to be amazing, brilliant, I need to let go of that process of I want to understand it.
Yes, and the alternative we have to that is to me anyway, are these things. One, I can remind myself, I can remember, and this is a training. It'll drop in if we train ourselves. I don't know. And the second one is, I don't care. The third one is, I choose unconditional love. And at that point, if we grin and say thank you, none of that matters. All that stuff just disappears like smoke in the wind.
Thank you to everyone. Thank you.
Thank you,
I don't know. I don't care. I choose unconditional love. Great mantra.
Yep.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Covers everything.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Anne. It does cover everything.
It really does.
And I think it
keeps... And then you're just right here, grinning.
Yes. It is always such a good thing to train ourselves to realize that it's a process.
Yes. Yes.
Right? That it doesn't...
It's training.
That there is a way in which... coming back to here, to what is, and that acceptance, we have to get through whatever is not in order to get here, and it's a process of letting go.
And I don't know about you, but at some point maybe we'll hear from other people as well, but for me, once we start on that, it's a very quick transition.
Yes.
Because it's what we are. We're leaving what we're not and returning to what we are. What we are is so much bigger, so much happier.
Yeah, and I think the coming that once we're in that transition process, it's really rapid. And I think part of what the letting go is the belief in what we're not and to remember the pattern we're in. I think we get more and more skilled in that.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Just gets easier and easier.
All right, Terry, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Isota, let me... Do you hear me normally? Because I'm using a different device. Do you hear me as usual?
Now you sound good. Before you sounded like you were on the other side of the room talking to the device, but now you sound like you're right here with us.
My God, you can see me on the other side. I was exactly on the other side of the room. It's like you're telepathic. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. I bet it's not a big holiday where you live. Is that correct?
No. But it is beautiful. It's a beautiful holiday. It's a great idea for a holiday. So,
it is, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, yes. Oh, I'm so excited. Let me think. So when there was the question, how would you like your life to be? You know, I never draw. I usually just write. But in this case, in that case, I drew a super happy, smiling face. And wrote exactly what it is. And so the following day was, what would you have to let go of to have that? I really don't know what to do now, what to say, because... but then recording about it, something that came up is that the reason... Well, it's not an answer to what I would have to let go of, but I realized that the reason why I love so much my life as it is how many people I have in my life that accept me how I am, including guys, you know, and my business partners and my family, and what, how this taught me this. I was so lucky to be, to feel so accepted that I copied that acceptance that I could feel outside to my, using it for myself inside.
So having them mirror back to you how they feel about you has helped you feel that way about yourself.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Isota, that really argues for surrounding ourselves with kind, loving, good people.
Yes, but the end, the amazing thing is that for me it was a gift of life, like a grace, because I didn't actively do anything, you know. But these people appeared in my life, and it was like, wow, what a gift from life. It's amazing.
Yes, which is how we get immediately to gratitude, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And after practice, even some people who weren't like that before changed, you know. They became totally loving and accepting, you know. So something happened, you know, also with all the people. So it's all perfect, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. And so Dogen, who is a big light in our Soto Zen tradition, actually talked quite a lot about this, this very thing. And the idea that, or the guidance, the encouragement from him, the recommendation, that if we are in a situation that is not like that, then we need to get out of that situation and get into a situation that is like that. And the first place we do that is with ourselves, right? So if we are hanging around internally with people who are unpleasant, negative, critical, judgmental, unhappy, we need to stop giving attention to those people, and we need to bring attention back to this here now, back to the unconditional. And as we make that transition, as you said, suddenly even the people who didn't seem so kind and loving to you, they are. So it's that magical alchemy. Is that, would that be a, how is this happening? How is this this transformation happening? Is it you? Because you're becoming more accepting, more kind, more loving, and people respond to you that way? Or are you just able to see that they were always this way? We'll never know.
We'll never know, yeah. And it's a constant feedback from outside and inside, yeah. Because without seeing it modeled, I would have never been able. Well, I still fall, you know, of course. I still go off the trail, but then I hear all these good examples, and I feel so accepted no matter where I am, that it's super easy. Not super easy, but it's easy to go back, you know, to love, you know. So it's fantastic.
Yes. It really is. Yeah.
Yes.
And it's a feedback loop that we all want to live in, right? And again, the place that we can make sure that's happening is internally, which is why recording and listening is so important. Because if I'm constantly listening to reminders to come back here, to be present, to be grateful, to focus on what I love and what makes me happy and how fortunate I am in my life, and if that's the world I live in, then I tend to more quickly realize that outside and see that in other people. And the people who don't want to be around that energy, they tend to go away. And the people who do want to be with that energy tend to be drawn to it. So it's a wonderful loop to put ourselves in. and to remember that we have the ability to do that. We have all the tools we need to stay exactly where we want to be.
You know what came up listening to it? That 2 days ago was my birthday, and I threw
happy birthday.
Thank you. And I threw a party, and for the first time in my life, I didn't feel obliged to invite like a lot of people I didn't like. Like there is a group of people who really drinks too much, and I don't like their attitude. And in the past years, I would have felt I have to invite them because they would find out about the party anyway and they would get offended. And this time, I simply didn't invite them. And I don't feel guilty or anything, but because why do I have to fill my house with people that behave in a way that I don't feel comfortable with, you know? And there is no problem. If they ever ask me, I will tell them, nothing wrong with you, but I'm not comfortable with how much you drink. And, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. You don't want to fill your house. Those are words for all of us. Right? This is the house. I only want to fill it with the things that I value.
Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so thankful, Sherry. You have such a big part in my happiness. I thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. And I know this was a big birthday. So
yeah.
I hope you keep enjoying it for a very long time. A month probably won't be enough.
Yeah. I will enjoy it until my eighth.
There you go. All right. Thank you, Isoka.
Thank you. Gasho.
Take care. Gasho.
Thanks, Isota. Sherry, we have 2 more minutes. Shall we try another caller, or shall we say happy Thanksgiving and let everyone go off to prep for their Thanksgiving meal?
I think we should do that because I know I'm off to finish up an email class and you are off to join the monastery cooking team. So I think it would be a really good time to just wish everybody the happiest of all possible holidays. Like that, and know that if all goes well, we'll do this again tomorrow.
Yes, and our assignment for today, write a dialogue between the part of you that is willing to change and the part of you who is not willing to change. Record and listen.
Ooh. All right. Well, that'll be big.
Yes, it will.
After too much pumpkin pie, in a stupor, maybe to just sit there. All right. Thanks, Ashwini. Thanks, everybody. Go happy.
Go happy. Thank you.